Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Kachelam. We're now in Masechet Zevachim Daf Samach Amud Aleph, continuing with our exploration of the impact of a Mizbeach and a Mizbeach Shinifgam, a Mizbeach that is missing a piece. Near the bottom of the Amud, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mizbeach Shinifgam, so if a Mizbeach is missing a piece, Ein Ochlim Begino Shiare Mincha. So the remains of the Mincha after the Komets, which is eaten by the Kohanim, the remains of Minchas eaten by the Kohanim cannot be eaten in the context of such a Mizbeach. Why? Shinemar v'ichlu ha-matzot etzal ha-mizbeach. In the context of the Mincha, we're told to eat it as matzot, not as chametz, near the Mizbeach. Chetz ha-mizbeach ha-chlua? They didn't eat it there. They ate it anywhere in the Azara. Ela bizmanshu shalem v'lo bizmanshu chaser. So etzal here does not mean physical proximity, but rather in the context of a Mizbeach. Without a proper Mizbeach, you can't eat it. Now, Ashkechan Shere Mincha. So we start off by saying that Shere Mincha can't be eaten there. Kodshei Kodashim and Alan. How do we know to apply it to all Kodshei Kodashim? The Chatat, the Asham cannot be eaten, or the Shalmit Zibur can't be eaten with a failed Mizbeach. Talmud Lomar Kodesh Kodashim, because in that same Pasuk that the Torah compares Mincha and calls it Kodesh Kodashim. Kodashim Kalim Minayin. What about Kodashim Kalim? Who says you can eat Shlamim or Bechor, Pesach, if there's a Mizbeach Shenifgam? So from our Baye, Atcha Midrash Rabbi Yossi, we get it from this report of Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gimel Dvarim, Mishum, Gimel Zakenim. Rabbi Yossi reported three different things, each one in the name of one of the elders of two generations earlier, really. Vezechad Min, one of them is, and it's the only one we're going to look at, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Yachol Yaleh Adam Maaser Shinin Ushalam Yochalanu Bizman Hazeh. I might think that a person today, meaning without a mikdash, can still come to Yerushalayim and bring his Maaser Shini inside Yerushalayim, and he's going to bring a pasuk to tell me that you can't. But he prefaced it by saying, I perhaps don't need that pasuk, because I would know you can't because of a Kal V'chomer, or Binyan Avrili V'dinhu. It's a little misleading because Vadin, who normally here would say why I can do it. Vadin, who means not only I can't do it, but I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. What's the din? Bechor ton havat makom. After all, a bechor, and that's our kochim kalim. It needs to be brought to the place. Umaser ton havat makom. So does maser sheni. Ma bechor eino ela bifnei habayit. Af maser eino ela bifnei habayit. Just like Bechor can only be brought when there's a Beit HaMikdash, so Maaser can only be brought when there's a Beit HaMikdash. But I challenge that. I say, Mal Bechor, Shkein Tov Matan Tvim, Eruim Ligabay Mizbeach. Bechor isn't just brought to the place. It has to have Dam on the Mizbeach, and Imurim on the Mizbeach, as well as the Maaser Sheni that never has to get up to Har HaBayit. You just bring it to the city. The answer is Bikurim Yochichu. Bikurim, which do not have Dam, obviously, or Imurim on the Mizbeach. They're not put on the Mizbeach at all, and nonetheless, they're not brought Bizman Hazeh. So we have another challenge there. Mala Bikurim Shekin Turin Hanacha. Bikurim require Hanacha next to the Mizbeach. Again, Maaser Sheni has nothing to do with the Mizbeach. So Talmud Omar, in other words, since I could not negate the bringing of Maaser Sheni Bizman Hazeh based on your challenges, based on your binyanav, because each one is challenged, therefore, need the pasuk va'avetem shama olotechem u'masrotechem, and then later in the pasuk b'chorot pekarchem, and therefore masrot and b'chorot are compared. Makish maser le'b'chor ma b'chor eino ela b'fnei habayit maser eino ela b'fnei habayit. So just like b'chor needs beit hamikdash, so maser needs beit hamikdash. Good. Now, parenthetically, we ask. We're still not at a bayit. Parenthetically, we ask. V'nehado dinu etiv b'me'atzad. Why don't we go back to the binyanav and find b'me'matzinu between b'chor and bikurim? The answer is Vishum de Ikal Mifrach Malatzad Hashem and Shekein Pashman Sad Mizbeach. Both Bechor and Bikurim have some Mizbeach connection, either burning it on the Mizbeach or putting it next to the Mizbeach. Maaser Sheni never has to get up there. So now, Micah Savra, let's take a look at this. What is Rabbi Shmuel's position on the very large question of Kedusha Rishona, Kichala Shata, V'Kichala Tidavo, or just Kichala Shata, V'lo Kichala Tidavo? Meaning that when Shlomo sanctified that area, was it sanctified forever, regardless of a building being up or destroyed? Or was it sanctified only while there's a building, and when it goes down, the sanctity is gone? And there's a machloka that shows up at the end of our Masechet. It shows up in a short piece in Megillah. It shows up in Arachin, all over the place. If Rabbi Shmuel's position is that Kedushat Hamikdash is forever. So afilu b'chor nami, you should be able to bring a b'chor and to slaughter it and then throw the dam just wherever the mizbeach might have been and burn the murim somewhere there and eat it. V'ika sarva loki chalati levo, and if you think that the kedusha is not eternal, then afilu b'chor nami tibai, then why are you asking the question about maaser? Ask the same question about b'chor. In other words, if maaser goes along with b'chor, then the same question should be asked. So Amar Ravina, Ravina gave the solution. The Olam Kasav Lo Kidshah. Rabbi Shmuel's position is the Kedush is not eternal. V'hacha b'mayaskin. What are we talking about here? A case with Bechor Shenizrak Damo Kodem Chorban Habayit. The very unlikely case, but where a Bechor was brought on the day the Mikdash was going to be destroyed, and it was before the Chorban, and they did Zrikat Adam. V'charev Habayit V'adayin B'saro Kayam. And then the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, and they hadn't yet eaten the meat. Of course, a reality check is probably the last thing anybody's going to be concerned with at a point like that is eating the Bechor, but nonetheless, on a theoretical level. He says, after all, if you take a look at the Pesukim in Parshat Korach, and the next Pesuk, so the Basar of the Bechor is compared to the Dam. Just like the Dam needs a Mizbeach because he holds Kichal Shata Volo Kichal Atid Lavo, the basar needs a mizbeach. Va'ati maser v'yalef bin b'chor. And the pasuk that we invoked from Dvarim Yudbet connects the maser sheni with the b'chor, and therefore we learn that maser also needs to have the bayit there. And now the whole purpose of our bringing this is that Abaye says here's how we see that kochim kalim need a proper mizbeach to be up in order to eat them, because you see that the b'chor can't be eaten. Now, the problem with the application to Maaser is, we've already broken our head on this issue at the beginning of the parak, in the previous parak, about connect daisy chaining a Hekesh, and that's what you're doing here. You're saying Dam to Basar and Basar to Maaser. So the answer is Maaser Dagan Chulinu. This is an answer that we invoked a couple times in that sugya in the previous parak. That after all, Maser Dagan is Chulin. It's not Kodshim. And in the outside of the world of Kodshim, you can daisy chain a Hekesh. However, Maser, remember, is the end point of this whole piece. Meaning, it's the receiver of the information. So ha nechalamanda babata lamedas linan. If you say that the chief focus is on the one that's receiving the information, and here that's Maser, then I could say, good, that's not a violation of Hekesh Lahekesh. The Machloker of Papa and Mary back in the fifth parak. But if you say that we focus on the Milamed, of course, is Bechor. And therefore, it is a violation of Hekesh Lahekesh. Bechor is Kodesh. Michael the Memor, so the answer is Dam Basar Chara Miltahi. The Dam and Basar are not two things. Dam and Basar are all one thing. The Basar goes along with the Dam, and you can't have it without the Mikdash, which is, of course, this is Abaye's point. Basar Bechor, it's Kochim Kalim, and you can't have it without a Mizbeach. Mizbeach missing, you can't have it, even though you did proper Zrikat Adam. And so, therefore, for our purposes here, it also then can extend to Maser as one single Hekesh. Now, Kisalik Rabin. Ravin came back to Eretz. Ravin, if you remember, was in the Nechute, came from Tveria to Bavel to bring reports of Torah to Eretz Yisrael. When he came back to Eretz Yisrael, Amar Lishmata Kamed Rabbi Yirmiya. He repeated this entire Mahalach in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. And Amar, Rabbi Yirmiya's response was, Bavloi Tipshoi, these foolish Babylonians. Am Tul Diyatvi Be'ara Chashucha, since they live in a dark land, Amri Tshmata Machashcha. They say dark things. In other words, what they're saying is ridiculous. He was knocking down Abaye and saying, there's no proof from here that you can't eat Kochim Kalim in the absence of Mizbeach. After all, Lo Shmiya Lehu Adetanya, don't they know this famous Breita? Breita number one, B'Sha'at Siklu Masa'ot, Shiluk Masiluk Masa'ot Kochim Nifsalin. In the Midbar, when they would march, when the Mishkan was down, all the Kodshim are invalidated. And they would send all of the Tmeim outside of their own area. In other words, even though the camp was up, and they'd send the Zavim outside of Machaneh Levia and the Mitzrayim outside of Machaneh Yisrael. So, nonetheless, all the Kodshim were Nifsal. And we have another Breita that says, that in these two circumstances, Kodshim can be eaten. And we think the two circumstances are when the Mishkan is up and the Mishkan is not up. So, my lama habakoche kochim kalim. So he says, don't you think that the resolution to these two apparently conflicting braitot is kodshe kodshim are nifsal and kodshim kalim are not, which means against Abaye. In other words, that kodshim kalim don't need a mizbeach. So Amar Ravina, Ravina gets back to this in Bavel and says, I'll save the Babylonian reputation. Edi kodshim kalim. Rabbi Yirmiyah, you're wrong. And the resolution to these two braitot is they're both talking about kodshim kalim. Velo kasha. Ha Rabbi Shmuel, ha Rabbanan. It's very simple. We already saw Rabbi Shmuel in spades who said that a bechor can't be eaten without a mizbeach being there. And so therefore that's Rabbi Shmuel who says whenever they would take down the camp and walk with the Mishkan, any kodshim or nifsal. And the Rabbanan don't accept that because they say basar and dam to maser is too much of a piece. In any case, the Rabbanan don't agree with it and they say that a bechor could be eaten in such a case. And Ravina says, I got another possibility. It could be that both of them are kochi kochim. Umay b'shnei mekomot. Why does the second brayta say it's eaten in shnei mekomot? It doesn't mean when there's no mikdash up. Kodem she'amidu levim et ha-mishkan. Ulachar she'ifakwa levim et ha-mishkan. It means that when they're traveling and they set up the mizbeach, but they didn't yet set up the mishkan with the curtains, or after they take down the curtains, but before they took away the mizbeach, it could still be eaten. Why would I think not? Ma'udetema ifsaluhu b'yotzei. I might think that these kodshim now have a din of yotzei because they're outside of the precincts of the mishkan, because there are no precincts. Kamash malan, that is not, and you could eat them. So in other words, the first braita, it simply says that when there's no mizbeach, the kodshim are nifsal. Those are kodshe kodshim. And the second one says, no, kodshe kodshim are okay if there's a mizbeach up, but even if there's no curtains up. Ve'imachinami, why aren't the curtains a problem? The answer is, amar krav, and asa ohel moed. In describing the travels, it says the ohel moed would travel, meaning afa pishin asa ohel moed hu. Even though it's traveling, it's still called an ohel moed, which means even though it's on the run, it's on the move, it's still called an ohel moed, and therefore it provides the proper precincts for eating, even for the kodshe kodshim. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast and conclude our exploration of the mizbeach and take us all the way to the next Mishnah, Daf Samach Gimel. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.